This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're now into the third hour on this March 26th, Thursday live transmission. He's getting into how they're treating the old people, how they claim they care about them so much and want to save them so much when this virus targets them. David Icke, please continue.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, they pay what they call pensioners in this country a sum every month. It is pathetic. And they live out their lives deciding whether to spend their money to stay warm or spend their money to eat. As a result, they eat crap food, toxic food, the worst food. They can't afford anything more. And they can't afford nutrients to boost their immune system, your vitamin A's, your vitamin C's, your vitamin D3's. And no one in the system, even now, by the way, is telling them they need to do that. And now, having treated the elderly like that, generation after generation, and it's getting worse, we are being asked to believe that the entire global economic system must be shut down to protect old people. They don't give a damn about old people, and when they start saying they do, there's a scam going on. And there's a few things, Alex, that relate to this. You will have noticed, and many other people I'm sure will have noticed, that there is a clear campaign and agenda in my country, as in yours, to create a wedge, a division between the young and the old. This is the whole Greta Thunberg scenario.
How dare you, old people? We're going to push you up against the wall.
It's you old people who have destroyed the planet and are destroying our lives. It's your fault.
How dare you, David Icke? I'm going to get you with my Antifa parents.
Oh, yeah, that's very much the theme of what it's all about. And the thing is that with Brexit in this country, you had another division between, it's the old people that want Brexit, they're destroying our lives, we'll wait for them to die and go back in. So there is this division. So what is going to happen? Because it's not about primarily the now, here and now. It's about what's this will reverberate into when people start to realize the world that they knew has gone already, and in weeks, even more so. And a lot of young people and a lot of younger people are going to be saying, this only happened because we were protecting those old people. You'll see a backlash that way. Absolutely.
Oh, no. Twitter allows the huge promotion of let's kill the boomers and the younger licking toilet seats, hoping to incubate and kill their parents.
Well, that's the thing. This remove the boomers. And what an irony that is, Alex, you know. What an irony that so many people of the generations that the wokers now want to do away with were the flower power anti-establishment counterculture of the 1960s. How ironic. But this is where it's going. And these things will be played out because, you know, I've written in my books for a long time about this plan for what they call the demise pill, where you get to a certain age and you take this pill and you're gone. This is not fantasy.
Logan's Run.
Yeah, this is not fantasy. This is what they tell you if you look at the insiders and what they say. And therefore, while it seems to be protecting old people now, actually this is going to be turned against them eventually. And when I'm talking about the Hunger Games society, what is going to be the impact of what is being done now around the world.
Stay there. We got to go to 60-second break. Some stations join us. Let's talk about the Hunger Games impact. And I want to ask you, 9/11 clearly is a trigger. Brings us to the next big trigger. The triggers get exponentially bigger. What's the next trigger after this? We'll be right back.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Not everyone has been caught in the trance. Not everyone is under the spell of the Fallen One and his operatives who are trying to create the post-human future and are now admitting it and worshiping their AI gods that demand all the humans die, and then they will give them ascension to the next level in the Silicon world and the universe they've created outside of this one. And then, of course, the big Illuminati head, Arthur C. Clarke, Childhood's End. We upload, give up our bodies. The little devils with the red devils with horns lovingly help us transcend. Then they blow the planet up. Nice folks. That's the inventor of the telecommunications satellite and the guy that wrote 2001 Space Odyssey. It's all in your face. We'll get some into that with David Icke coming up later. What's really behind it? Everybody's ready for the truth. They don't even attack me when I talk about this anymore. Everybody deep down knows it. The globalists admit it. They're not atheist folks. They're tapped into the bad guys. But David Icke, you're talking about how they're now playing young off against old. They're openly on Fox News going, it's the young people spreading it. And then they tell the young people, it's the old people that are causing all this. Divide and conquer. Get rid of your grandma. But if 9/11, your new book, The Trigger, which I guess you were prescient, you know, coming out with 4 months ago about, you were on with us then, you said, there'll be a next big trigger. And we talked about, will it be a bio attack? Folks should go back to that interview. And so it's obviously manufactured, but it's meant to be a simulant where they know what it'll do. They know who will target so they can control it to create that division, that maximum fear, that martial law precedent. So that can also be blamed on economies and nationalist presidents. But with David Icke here with us, finish up your thought on that, and then the next big trigger and what you're expecting to come next from these anti-human operatives.
Well, if I just quickly finish the point about the old people, there's another little angle on this. You know, I mentioned earlier that they're now standing in line, as you say in America, queuing, as we say in Britain, outside supermarkets, 6 feet apart, going right off into the distance. Well, old people are in those lines. And, you know, we've had a couple of sunny days in Britain, but we'll have days of pouring rain and biting wind. And those lines will still be there, and there'll be old people in them. What do you think that's going to do to their health? And then you've got people locked away, so especially if they haven't got a garden, they are kept out of the sun. What do they say about these coronaviruses? Oh, yeah, they die when it gets warm. That's why they happen in the winter. Okay, why? Oh, because of the sunshine. Yeah, okay. So why are you locking people away from the sunshine? It makes no sense because it's not about health. It is about control. And as I was saying earlier, if you look at that Hunger Games pyramid, Pew at the top, the police military state enforcing the status quo, and then the rest of humanity, independency on the few. What is going to happen? What is happening now to all those people who own small business and even bigger business, and all those people employed by them, those 15 odd million people in the restaurant industry alone in the United States? Where are they going to go? Where are they going now? They're falling into that lower echelon of the Hunger Games society. Because you see, while people have an independence of income and an independence of livelihood, they are not dependent upon the elite. So you destroy that. This is what this is about. And therefore, you create dependency. And there's one thing that I'm seeing. I've had to smile to myself and shake my head a few times in the last little while. They're now talking about, oh, well, you know, well, with people losing their jobs and AI taking jobs, what we need is a guaranteed income, because we're nice people. We are, you know. We want to give you some money every month. Now, this is how that works. This is what it's really about. You give people a guaranteed income that is, see, British pension, derisory, and keeps them at a living level and a choice and opportunity level that's down there at the bottom rung of the Hunger Games society. But it doesn't end there. You say to them, I'm going to come to China in a second, oh, but we only pay you if you behave the way we say you should behave. Oh, by the way, if you don't want to take the guaranteed income, because you don't want the consequences and the strings that come with it, where else are you going to earn your living? There's no jobs anymore. Remember that big pandemic that actually, you know, wasn't?
So it's beyond, just domestication. It's removing a human environment of any type of self-sufficiency. And they admit that. And now the UK is saying, if you are racist, which means anything they define, like being Brexit, then you're going to be denied health care. So it's really a very nightmarish, meat-grinding system. It's a system to divide off groups, have them destroyed by the other groups that think they're part of the winning team, but then you just start shaving off more and more of the groups until there's nobody, and finally the paramilitary force is replaced with robots, and then it's a post-human world.
There was a quote, I'll summarize it, by Winston Churchill, who talked about people feeding and supporting the dragon, the serpent, in the hope that it would eat them last. And that's so prevalent in society today. The woke mentality, if young people watching this, if you're in any way woke, the woke mentality is a creation of this 1% elite to get you to demand your own prison cell. And it is no coincidence whatsoever that what is demanded by the climate hoax, the human-caused climate hoax to save the world, are the same ticked boxes of this virus. We had Prince Charles going to Davos and the World Economic Forum not so long ago, a matter of weeks ago, calling for a new economic system to save the planet by 2030, this ever-recurring year.
And that's what they say. Don't leave your house. You've got to work from home. You've got to be authorized by a computer to be in a car or eat meat. School children in the UK, as you know, are showing those films about Megapolis, where in the future. So yes, this is the whole Green Deal, Greta Thunberg, Rothschild carbon credit, now being run via a virus.
It all connects together. And I've got a quote here. You may have come across it, which is absolutely brilliant. It's by a Professor Dr. Sukharit Bhakdi. And this guy's a highly acclaimed infectious medicine specialist in Germany. And he's one of these kind of people who's come out and you know, spoken against the narrative. And there's a lot of these people, but they just don't get in the mainstream media. And he was asked what he thought from a virus response point of view of these lockdowns. And he said they are grotesque, absurd, and very dangerous. All these measures are leading to self-destruction and collective suicide because of nothing but a spook. And one of the things, one of the effects of this, Alex, as this lockdown basically, let's not mess with words, puts people under house arrest in effect. It's going to have massive psychological problems and impacts upon them as well. Being in that confined space all the time, day after day, week after week. All this is part of it as well, because in the end, it's a psychological game. And the way it works is this. The way this system works is this. And we've seen this so blatantly in the last few weeks.
David, we've got to go to break. Tell us how the system works. I 100% agree. Genius layout of this. Thank God for David Icke. They've got their AI and their globalist system. We've got David Icke. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Thanks for your support on over 200 radio stations, TV stations, and, of course, the Internet at band.video. David pointed out that the economic attack will kill a lot of people. Trump concurred with that. In fact, he talked about it a few days ago.
Continues to mobilize every segment of our society to turn the tide in the battle against the virus. I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country. We have almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
That's right. University of Chicago and others found between 6 and 8 million, I just say 7 million, starved to death during the Great Depression. Same thing happened in Europe, Weimar, Germany. This is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. David, you're on fire today as usual. You were saying during the break, but the good news is this is backfiring at some level. There's a huge awakening in that. The globals are having to accelerate because of desperation. Let's talk about some good news here.
Yeah, just very quickly. I have problems with Donald Trump in relation to the blank check to Israel. But what he said there is absolutely right. I just hope he has the backbone to stick with it for the sake of the future of America here, because the cure is going to be fatal. It already is fatal. And the idea that we destroy entire economies, the global economy, on the basis of a virus that the overwhelmingly vast, vast majority not only recover from, but have, quote, very mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. And by the way, when you start to look at the figures, it's very clear that more people have this virus and have had this virus than has ever come to light. We just had a study at Oxford University that reported this week that was talking about the fact that this virus came into Britain not when it first seemed to appear, but at the latest in early January. Now, just 2 weeks before that point, I had every symptom of the coronavirus in December. Everyone. My son, Gareth, had everyone.
By the way, everyone says that. Everyone says that. So when they, and it turns out a lot of people did have it. When they test people now, when the antibody test comes out, they're going to find that out.
Yeah. But the thing is that, I mean, I almost never get ill. That's why I remember it so well.
By the way, even New Yorker magazine says that the Oxford model shows that you're right, David, that your own government and universities believe that's the case.
Yeah, but the thing is that I never stopped working. It weren't very pleasant for a few days, but I never stopped working. And my immune system sorted it out. No doctor necessary, and certainly not a dismantling of the world economy necessary. But this is the point. As they're finding more and more people have actually had it and have recovered fine from it, some not even knowing they had it, the death ratio of people having it to people who die gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Do you know, they're saying that there's this anomaly in Germany. Their death rate is so much smaller than anywhere else. Well, the thing is, they are testing people, and then they are more aware of the number who've had it or the number who've got it in mild form, which is what it is, the overwhelming amount of time. And therefore, because they see the numbers who have it, the ratio of people who die, I think 0.5%, the last I saw in Germany, gets smaller and smaller. So, you know, it's not that they say statistics never lie, but statistics don't tell you what the situation is. The people who compile the statistics tell you what the situation is, and it's the situation that they...
Well, that's just like AI. They're always saying, oh, the great computer will decide when you live and when you die and how much food you get and what you go to school to be. But who programs it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very simple. This is why, Alex, computer models are being used for this and why they're used for climate change.
Like you said, by 2017, all ice caps are supposed to be melted and all the computer models. Horse manure. We know they put false data in on purpose.
Yeah, the point is, with a computer model, it's ever so simple. If you want a result out, oh, look, this is what's going to happen, you make sure the data goes in to be processed that's going to come out with that result. And that's what they've done with the computer virus, with the computer modeling for this virus. And that's what they're using to pressure even
resistance. No, but you're right. They're hyping up these. I mean, that's been proven. The death rate is lower and lower the more people they find. So it is a computer virus. It is a made-up hysteria virus. I mean, it's a real virus that kills people, but the hype is a computer virus.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, in 2017, 2018, 45 million Americans got flu in that season.
Sorry, worse than that, CDC said 80 million. I thought that was the number. We looked it up. 80 million CDC, but Chicago Tribune.
But the CDC death rate...
80,000, that's hard.
Are officially between 60,000 and 80,000 in 2017, 2018 from flu. Now, did the economy shut down? Were we standing 6 feet apart from each other to buy the tea? No, we weren't, because that was not something that they wanted to happen at that time. Now they do. So basically the same situation is getting hyped out of all proportion. And unfortunately, vast numbers of people buy it because they get no other information outside of the mainstream, and they still look at mummy daddy state, even though they were lied to about 9/11. They were lied to about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They've been lied to over and over and over again. And people say, oh, politicians, you can't trust them. Oh, the state, you can't trust it. And then they go ahead and do just that in a situation like this. But as you said, what is happening? You know, I said a long time ago, you know, this has got to get really bad before enough people wake up and see it. Because it's so easy to say, oh, conspiracy theory sometime over the rainbow.
David, stop there. This was a shorter segment, long segment. I want to get into this critical point of all these critical points. This is one of the paramount ones for me. So we'll go to break. Got a nice long 10-minute-plus segment coming up. I want you to really get into the silver lining in this cloud and more. DavidIke.com. He has his new book, The Trigger. Find it at DavidIke.com. Critical book. I read it. Amazing. To understand this new trigger, you've got to understand the last big trigger. We'll talk about the next big triggers coming. I'll tell you what I think as well. There couldn't be a more important discussion. You got David Icke and Alex Jones together, two of the preeminent people out there fighting the globalists, and you, the biggest audience out there of activists of every race, color, and creed who love justice and understand that there's a pro-human future together. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc or yourself.
yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc, and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Minutes of the next hour, we'll open the phones up for your quick questions or comments to David Icke. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. When he leaves us the last 30 minutes, I'll take calls. Continued after that, 877-789-2539. International line, dial the U.S. country code 512-646-1776. Your chance to talk to the one, the only, David Icke. First-time callers, let's do that today, 877-789-ALEX. Or 512-646-1776. Let me do this first. We have the biggest durable food company in the United States. They've been around 12 years. They became the biggest because they have high-quality food at a very low price. In fact, you can't get horrible food at a lower price, period. It lasts 25 years. It's high quality. And I told you that they sold so much they had to stop to make sure they could ship out all the other stuff. They had five factories at that time. They opened two more up. They just told me yesterday, okay, we can take food orders again. And it's not about this virus, folks. It's about the globalists. And it's about the economy and wanting to cancel the election. And if you think Trump beats this and we beat this, they're not going to throw something else. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. So we have the biggest seed vault, eight different brands of high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds at super low prices. You can order now and plant a garden. In Spain, they're ordering people not to be in their own yard. We call it a yard in the U.S. It's called a garden in Europe or in England. As people used to plant stuff in their yard, even in the city. Tomato plants, zucchini, eggplant, onions, potatoes. Everybody should get into this. You're meant to do it anyways. We have a huge spectrum. In fact, one of the biggest online stores for non-GMO heirloom seeds. We have eight different brands. We have fruit tree seeds. We have everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And we can take your orders again for storable food because they have it, and they have the factories to package it and produce it and get it to you. No one else out there does. They're liars, or I'd have them as sponsors be selling their food. And people have found that out now. Also, high-quality multivitamin, multi-mineral. Real Red Pill Plus has all the highest quality vitamins and minerals, including zinc, that the media won't tell you about and what it does. This doesn't have vitamin. It has some vitamin C in it, but you need a big dose of vitamin C to get green leafy vegetables. The point is, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. This is 50% off. I lowered the price when I noticed it was selling out last week because it has zinc in it, from 25% off to 50% off, so we don't profit off of this disaster. I want you to get a high-quality product and get a great result and believe in us so you become a regular customer to keep us on air. And you have kept us on air, so I salute you all and I thank you. Now, going back to David Icke. David, I want to get into solutions here, and I want to get into positive things, but I want to get into the bottom of the rabbit hole here because you've been a real trailblazer on that, from researching the ancient texts of the Sumerians and traveling to Africa and meeting with the tribes there and going to Peru. And I've kind of reverse-engineered a lot of what you said, and it's the only thing that makes sense. Now the globalists, Elon Musk and others admit that they believe that they've broken through to other dimensions with the ayahuasca, the DMT. They're communicating with these fallen ones that in every culture demanded human sacrifice, demanded these destructive systems be set up that are anti-human. And now we're building towards some event. But let's get back to where we were on them pushing too far and on the big awakening that's happening and why you think they did this, even though it's backfiring, and where you think it's going, David Icke.
Well, they have a target. They have a target period of around 2030 when they want so much in place that they've been planning to put there for a long time. And when the time scale falls behind, then they come in with these events. 9/11 was a classic, which push the agenda forward in big leaps. I mean, you take this virus situation out, you take 9/11 out, and they would not be where they are in their timeline to their end game. So this is what they do. They do these things to push things along. Now, from here, I can see a lot of shocks, you might say. They want to keep shocking us, and the more shocks that people get, the more fear they generate, and fear always looks outside of itself for protection from what it's being manipulated to fear. So with this virus situation, you have people demanding their freedoms are taken away. You have people like Piers Morgan and the media here in Britain demanding that freedom is taken away. This is what happens when people fall into fear. So we're going to see more of that. And, you know, the reason that I have written so much and researched so much about the nature of reality itself is because without understanding that, we cannot fully understand how we're being manipulated and to what end and how it's being done. And you know, while we're sitting here believing in a certain kind of reality, a solid reality where everything's apart from everything else, this elite is has an understanding of what reality really is, which is extremely malleable. A bit like, if you like, Wi-Fi. It's very malleable. It's not solid. That's illusory. It's holographic, illusory solid. Now, so you have this situation where you've got this elite that understands how reality works and how we are only perceiving a tiny band of frequency, which we call the world, but it's only like a television channel within an infinite reality of other realities, dimensions, etc. So they understand how reality works and what this reality is, and they keep it from us. So that puts them immediately in a phenomenal position of power, because they understand what the world really is, and they give us a fake version of it. And they call them secret societies for a reason, especially when you get into the satanic level of secret societies, where they really have the knowledge. But they call them secret because they keep secrets. And the big secret that they want to keep from humanity is the nature of reality itself, because without understanding that, we can't understand what they actually are. And I'll tell you what they are, this elite. I'm not saying everyone who's an agent of the elite. No, no. But this elite at its core. Not only are they not human, they are biological AI software programs. That's what they are. You know, we're reaching the point now. I did say that a long time ago. People go, oh, that's mad. That Ike's mad. But now, as technology moves on, we're starting to see.
The globalists say the Holy Grail is preparing yourself to attain that.
Yeah, but they're already there. That's the point. Now, this explains something else. The key element in the personality of this elite, and of course they interbreed with each other. Royalty did it, and now
they're heartless and they're cold-blooded and they're robotic.
They have dark suit royalty in the interbreeding of these big elite families. It's just the same as royalty. They just don't call it royalty anymore. And so you have a situation where if I, with this computer in front of me, wrote something really, really nasty and psychopathic and horrible and sent it, then the computer would not have any emotional consequence with that. It's got no empathy. It's got no emotional. It's got no feelings. It would just process that information and deliver it. Now, this is the dynamic, you know, and it's funny. You know, people who follow religions, I've heard them say that Ike's mad and they're always saying this. Well, hold on a minute. It's amazing how many things that I've said and written about in this alleged far out area that are actually supported by the religions.
No, you're absolutely right. We're going to come right back and get right into it straight ahead. David Ike's our guest. Your calls are coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, about 40 minutes, David Icke leaves us. We'll be taking your calls the first 30 minutes of the next hour. But these articles are coming out at InfoWars.com with the press conferences. Dallas-Fort Worth, where I'm from, they have announced they can commandeer your homes and take your property, violating the don't quarter troops in your home. I mean, this is a power grab, untold. This is total hysteria. And we have articles where in Spain, you can't go in your backyard. They're telling young girls, you know, get off the beach. This is just, all these authoritarian states are using this. It is so disgusting. And again, as David Icke earlier said, CDC reported 80,000 people died of the flu, if you believe that. They say it's an estimate. 2018, that's what they estimate will die of this year. But there's Gordon Brown calling for world government, ladies and gentlemen. An invisible enemy with an invisible system to take all your rights. Unbelievable. 20,000 have died worldwide, many of them from really other symptoms. Less than die in the U.S. every year of flu, but it's the end of the world. Total AI surveillance, total control. David Icke continuing. You said they've woken a lot of people up. Let's get into that. And then talk about the next big trigger. Explain these trigger events, these big jumps forward in tyranny.
Yeah, well, I just finished that point I was saying about who these people are. They're biological software programs. They are AI. They're a form of AI. Now, that means they don't have empathy. That means they do not have emotion. So they cannot put themselves in the position of those they affect. So there are no limits. We have an emotional fail-safe mechanism called empathy, where we can put ourselves in the feelings of those we affect, which limit our actions. They don't have that, so there are no limits. So if you look just at the economic devastation that even now will happen if it stopped today, they couldn't care less about that, just like the crash of 2008 when they were throwing people out of their homes, some of the banks, for out of homes they didn't even lend money on. So they have no empathy. But AI is a way of processing information very efficiently. And so they are very clever. They're not wise, and certainly not in any way what we would call human, but they're very clever. They're very clever with technology and very clever with that whole manipulation of human psychology.
Like a spider, that's what it is. Very good at weaving a web, but they're very mechanical. Each spider species always weaves the same web. I've noticed different classes of the psychopaths, David, but I've also noticed higher level with what they believe are entities that they try to prepare themselves by doing horrible crimes and things so they'll be, you know, cut off from God so they can enter them. They actually enjoy the hurting children and enjoy the torture and feeding on the energy. So the servant class just doesn't have feelings and follows orders, but the dark ones, the spider itself enjoys the meal.
They feed off human low vibrational emotion. The more fear, anxiety, depression, all these low vibrational emotions, they feed off that. You know, in the Matrix movies where the Morpheus character held up the battery and said the machines have turned us into one of these, that was symbolically accurate because they feed off low vibrational human emotion. It's like an energy source to them. But, you know, because what is low vibrational human emotion? It is electromagnetic energy. It is a power source that they use. And I don't know if you will remember, I'm sure you will. I nearly fell off my seat in the cinema when I saw it. It was a Disney movie called Monsters, Inc., where the main character was a gigantic eye, you know, one eye, all-seeing eye. And the theme of this Monsters, Inc., was that the monster world did not have an energy source. So they used to go into, and they had this power station in the monster world. And to power this power station, they went into the human world, and they went into, in the movie script, children's bedrooms, and they frightened them, terrified them, and as the child emitted the fear, they caught it in a tube, and then took it back to the monster world, and that was a power source in a animated movie, which seems to be not just a children's story, absolutely captured this dynamic that I'm talking about. They don't want people having joy and love and a high vibrational energy. They want people in a low state. And so that they,
and by
they
the way,
do
David,
that,
so during this time, I've actually
time. So when
David, I believe they're doing this to block the big awakening because your Skype's breaking up. So while it reconnects. Let's just wait a moment. I hope you can hear me. Just wait a second. I remember you on my show. You've been coming on 20 years at least. But I remember you in the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, saying by the year 2016, there'll be a giant global awakening. Then they're going to counterstrike in 2020. And then that next decade will be all these wars and attacks and systems to try to make us submit while they totally emerge around 2020. Now, our YouTube channel had, you know, billions and billions of views. Those interviews were up there. People can find them, hopefully, and send them to us. I couldn't. But I remember you wrote about this in books, so it's on record. How in the hell did you envision all this 2016, 2020, they emerge? I mean, what the hell are you jacked into?
Well, I could explain this, both that point of view and what they're doing.
How did you know in 2003 that there'd be a global awakening against the globalists in 2016? They'd counterstrike 2020. You said it every time you were on the show.
Well, you know, you can look at events and see where they're going, but I'll just explain this. We are enslaved by self-identifying with our labels. our name, our religion, our race, all these things. They are experiences. They're not us, they're experiences. And what the real I is consciousness, a point of attention, I call human beings, within an infinite stream of consciousness. Now, that point of attention can be myopic, and that's what this this cabal wants. That's what they work
it's
for.
It's trying
that's
to wave the group collective and direct it.
That's why they want us to believe that we are just our names and just our bodies. And
because
we have
they're trying to capture
years.
Spirits in this dimension in a prison and have us work for them.
And that's what they are trying to do. They're trying to lock what I call five sense awareness into this bubble of perception. And once they've isolated five sense perception in that bubble, they then feed that bubble isolated awareness information, which becomes what? The perception of that five sense awareness, which becomes the behavior of the five sense awareness. Now, if you realize that your labels are transitory experiences and what you are is consciousness having those experiences, you start to expand as your expansion of self-identity goes out into the great beyond, so does your awareness, and you start to tap in to levels of consciousness information.
Well, I was about to say, because that's what happens to me. I knew they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden and use it to take rights, and I said it on air, and I just knew. And that's what you're talking about, is they don't want us to do that. They want us controlled with only their information at us so that we never understand that.
You've brought up a key word there, which I use all the time and have for 30 years. No. I'll give you a bit of body language. I'm thinking. I know. I just know. Look at the body language when we say those things. From the heart, what we call the heart, not the physical heart, the energetic heart, we connect out into the great beyond. And we know, I just know, this is, our body is telling us where it's coming from.
We know Brian Stelter's evil. We know Hillary's evil. Without even looking at their deeds, you just know.
But the mind thinks. And why does it think? Because it doesn't know. It's trying to work it out. This doesn't think, it just knows. We call it intuition, whatever you want to call it. So when you're tapping into those things, you can get information, awareness, knowing that you can't get when you are entrapped only in five sense.
And that's why Trump said the deepest thing he ever did was to be shallow. People said that's a ridiculous statement. No, you just know, and that's never wrong. The problem is you can think you know, thinking with your brain, you can misinterpret the knowing.
Yeah. So let's take this on to the elite and this AI agenda. You know, psychopaths, because that's what they are, like Elon Musk, while this is going on, are sending up more and more satellites. He says 42,000 up there. There are other companies. There's a British one that's doing the same. And what they're doing is creating, and I've been writing this in the books for years and years.
Stay right there. 31, David Icke, you're on fire as usual, but particularly today, you're in fuego, in fuego. We'll be right back, and I'm going to get to the heart of this with you and the servant class of the globalists, which are these psychopaths, but what's above that? Oh, my gosh. It's all real, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number four, straight ahead.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.